Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
And right now, to talk about Browns, Chiefs, and the state of the Cleveland Browns, Myles Garrett's just planting the flag at the 50-yard line for Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. We welcome on...
Can't do that in Ohio anymore.
A man, well, that's a felony for some folks. We welcome on Darrell Ryder, our very own Browns Beat reporter, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Darrell, hello.
By the way, that's only if you're wearing Michigan colors.
Oh, okay. So if he wore Browns colors and then did it at the own 50-yard line, it'd be okay.
Yeah, last time I checked, the lakefront is not the shoe in Columbus.
All right. What if he did it on, like, Burke Lakefront Airport, where the mayor wants to put the stadium? That's never going to happen.
Good luck getting through the concrete on the runway.
All right, that's good. Also, even if you get through there, there's a dump under it, so I'd be very careful on that one.
Hey, just a release of some methane gas.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Quite frankly, the Browns are pretty used to releasing gas on the field, so... Or passing gas. Sorry, that was a bad... That was not a well-executed joke. What'd you make of Myles Garrett's comments today, saying as long as Stefanski and Berry are here, he's happy to be here?
I certainly didn't expect him to say anything else, like, you know, get these guys out of here. But, you know, this is a wasted year of his career. It is a wasted year of this alleged contention window. There are serious questions and evaluations that need to be asked and undertaken this offseason. I don't know that this is going to be corrected for next year, especially when you look at the state of the quarterback position. But, you know, obviously it was nice of Miles to give those two people an endorsement, because technically they're their boss. And at some point, I'm sure Miles will be asking Andrew Berry for a raise next year.
Did anyone follow up with a question? Does that mean if they were to be let go, you would want to be traded?
No, and there was something else that got asked today about the in which he responded about the dysfunction. Miles speaks very softly at times, so the way that locker room can get on a Friday, sometimes it's not only hard to hear what's being asked, it's hard to hear how he's actually answering until after the fact. And one thing I try not to do is ask the same question that's already been asked before. He was not asked if either of those guys aren't here, if he'll demand a trade.
Is that how you heard it?
What?
As in or else, like if these
no,
guys...
I don't think he made any type of demand today, not at all.
Do you agree with some fans that are angry that at this point there's so much support being given to Stefanski and Barry during just an awful season?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I can at least make a case for Kevin Stefanski. I have no idea what the case for Andrew Barry is, other than he is doing what he's being told to do. And then if that's the case, well, then there's a greater problem that also needs to be addressed. So, you know, I get why fans are angry. Some players in that locker room ought to be angry, including Myles Garrett. This has been a disaster. This should not be sugarcoated. This should not be taken lightly. They should be embarrassed for what has happened this season. It's a complete failure and disaster. And there should be accountability for that. You can't run this thing back like, oh, no big deal, nothing's wrong. Because there's a lot of stuff that needs to be fixed for this team to become successful again.
I mean, I hear you, Daryl, but have you considered they just need to play better and coach better?
Well, yeah, and then who's responsible for that?
Well, no. They just have to do it better.
Like, my thing is, it's easy to point fingers at the head coach and the GM, but what point are the players held accountable for their poor play? The Browns lead the world in pre-snap penalties. They lead the world in penalties this season. They have more penalties than Freddie Kitchen's teams had, and there's still 4 weeks to play. And we know how undisciplined that bunch was, right? So, there does absolutely need to be some accountability. They can't just brush this off and say, well, stuff happens. This was a wasted year on many fronts.
You spoke to Dustin Hopkins. Obviously, he has not been told one way or another if he's kicking on Sunday. What is the vibe you got from Hopkins as far as how he's handled this up-and-down week with Riley Patterson now in the building?
No, I think he's prepared for Patterson to kick Sunday. He obviously appreciates the way the Browns have kind of handled this thing. he's one of the problems this year. As far as why they're 3-10, he's missed some important kicks, including Sunday in Pittsburgh, that instead of it being a 20-7 game, it would have been 13-13 had he gone out and done his job. So, I'm certainly not an expert on how you fix a kicker, but larger picture here, the Bubba Ventrone special teams have been disappointing. Right up there with Jim Schwartz's defense. So I would not be surprised to find out tomorrow, because that's when we're going to find out. That's when the practice squad elevations have to be made. It would not shock me if Riley Patterson gets the elevation tomorrow.
If that is the case, does that mean it's a matter of time till Dustin Hopkins gets released?
Yeah, I don't think so, Nick, just because they just gave him 3 years and $15 million. So I don't think that marks the end of Hopkins here in Cleveland, but it certainly, I think, does put him on notice. I think the signing of Patterson Tuesday put him on notice, that he's not getting the job done and that his job is in jeopardy. But I don't think that them having Patterson up on Sunday means that Hopkins is about to be cut.
Why do you think so many people feel like the Chiefs are on upset alert this week and the Browns can take this one?
Because they have played 10 one-score games. They have had 6 games decided on the last play of the game. Granted, they've won all of them, but that's why. I mean, they haven't been boat racing the competition this year. They're a charm team. They're ripe to be picked off. So I think the Browns have as good a chance as anybody to surprise them and beat them. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but, it's not like the Chiefs are a juggernaut. Record-wise, yeah, they are. They're the 2-time defending champions going for the three-peat. So in those respects, they are. But, again, they're not housing people. They're playing a lot of tight football games. The difference in the tight games is, they've got the cheat code. His name is Patrick Mahomes.
Daryl Reiner, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So as we have this conversation, who benefits most from a Browns win on Sunday from the Browns side of things?
The fans. It'll be the highlight of the year.
Better than the first Pittsburgh game?
I think so, yeah. Taylor Swift in the house, and the Chiefs go home with a loss? Yeah, I think there's a chance that could top that game, absolutely. But I don't feel like Stefanski and Barry right now are on hot seats, so I don't feel like it'd be a job-saving victory for them. But, yeah, I think it'd just be, you know, some bragging rights for Browns fans.
Yeah, I wonder, Nick, excuse me, Daryl, I wonder, we were talking earlier about the idea that this could be a Kareem Hunt revenge game, and Nick is making a bet out there that this is, you know, what was it, plus 1,400 on
plus
the first touchdown?
Plus 1,500 if he scores the first touchdown.
He seems to really think Kareem Hunt's going to find the end zone here. Is this a Kareem Hunt revenge game?
Probably.
Are you betting the touchdown? No, I'm not.
Not the first time touchdown. What about any time touchdown?
Yeah, I'd see Kareem. I definitely see Kareem scoring on Sunday.
Absolutely. Oh, definitely.
I think that's probably going to happen.
Daryl, forgive me if we've asked you this earlier this week because we've asked everybody else that's been on. But it's actually been a nice little debate here in the second half of the show. If you change nothing else but the quarterback on this team, and the quarterback was Patrick Mahomes, what would the Browns record be through 13 games?
10-3.
Yeah, that's okay.
You'd flip it, yeah.
Is that more about Mahomes, or is that more about the Browns?
More about Mahomes, because again, he's the cheat code. And he elevates everyone around him. Like, they won a Super... Like, just look at last season, Nick. They won a Super Bowl with what... pretty much everyone believed to be not a great receiving core, right? That's all everyone talked about last year was Kansas City's wide receivers aren't good enough. They're not catching footballs, right? They still won the Super Bowl with a deficient receiving core. And I don't have the numbers in front of me. I wrote about it yesterday. He's got 7 game-winning drives this year. I think he's got 19 come-from-behind wins and like 24 regular season game-winning drives in his career. Those numbers aren't exact, but like he is the ultimate fourth quarter quarterback. I mean, the worst position the Cleveland Browns can find themselves in on Sunday is they lead by 3 points and Patrick Mahomes has the football with a minute and 30 to play. Like, that is not a spot, if I were the Cleveland Browns, I would want to be in on Sunday, because he's just so good in those moments.
Yeah, Daryl, one of the great stats right now is the idea that the Chiefs, if the game ended at the 2-minute warning in the fourth quarter, the Chiefs would be 8-5 this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and the fact that they've had 6 of their games this year end on the final play, whether it is an edge of a foot or a toe out of bounds, or a football banking off the upright and through at the final gun. Like, they're a charmed team this year. Everything is going their way. It just seems like they are destined to become the first three-peat franchise in NFL history.
Daryl, earlier I told a story on air about... because we were talking about country music stars and Kenny Chesney was Mr. Steal Your Girl, you know, good, yeah. Playing the guitar around the fire.
Just by the campfire,
and
obviously
I,
he's good
and
at
I
it.
And I told a story about how I got keezied up enough once to hang out with my buddies. We were singing and playing, and this girl was like, he's got really pretty eyes, and he's got a great voice, and if he wasn't heavy set, I would take him home. And irrevocably, there we go. It was a remix. It ended any chance I had of being a country star, to which Jack said, hey, you still have time. You could be Jelly Roll. Is that the most out-of-pocket thing you've heard anyone say this week? Jack saying, if I suddenly got into music, I could be Jelly Roll.
No, because I just can't envision you getting into music.
Oh.
You don't strike me as a a guy that would love to sing and dance in front of a small crowd of people, let alone a large one. I mean, you won't even participate in Katie's 6 p.m. dance party. And if you're going to be a music star, dancing kind of comes in the job description.
I don't think that's true. Bob Dylan's never danced.
Well, I'm just saying, in today's day and age, the youngsters demand a little dancing with their singing.
The youngsters, they demanded. That was so funny how you put that.
Yeah, that was...
Hey, if you run into Taylor Swift in the elevator, what's your elevator conversation?
I probably wouldn't even say hi to her.
Oh, come on. I'd say hi to her.
First of all, they're not going to let me on the same elevator as Taylor Swift.
You never know. Number two,
she's probably going to have security with her. And anytime I see security, that's a no. That's definitely a no-go.
That screams guilt.
Daryl, you know how this works, though. Sometimes you're in the same hallway, and it just happens. It's like the time I was in the hallway down below with the Cavs, and then there came Matthew McConaughey and Kevin Durant at the same exact time. You never know.
Hey, well, you know what? Way back in the day, I bumped into Beyonce.
See, that's massive.
After a Cavs playoff game. Her man was right behind her, so I kept it moving.
Jay-Z? Wait, you didn't want to mention Jay-Z as part of the equation?
You couldn't also shout out Jay-Z? Jay-Z and Beyonce?
No, because Beyonce was the star of the story.
Ooh, Jay-Z is just as big as Beyonce.
I know, but I'm just saying, for me, I don't care about Jay-Z. But Beyonce?
Well, that's a good 2024 stance to live in right now, Daryl. That's a good stance to live in.
Aged appropriately.
Very, very much so.
Also, you didn't bump into him if you were hanging out in the bushes. Daryl?
What?
Daryl, we appreciate you, bud. Oh, yeah, I think we got everything we needed here.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Enjoy Taylor, because you're obviously going to run into her now.
No, I'm going to be... I will not be one of the hundreds of media folk that'll be lining the... service level, waiting for
a three-second
clip of Taylor walking out of a car and into an elevator.
Yeah, that's why you're gonna.
Nobody has ever seen Taylor Swift walking in an NFL stadium before.
I'm gonna tell you right now is there are three Wilson girls that if you're in an elevator with Taylor Swift and you don't at least say what up, you might not be allowed at any Wilson family functions from now on.
It's a story for a lifetime, Daryl.
Yeah.
Well, I have my story for a lifetime. Beyonce.
No, because you didn't say anything. You just saw her.
How do you know I didn't say anything?
Because I know you.
What'd you say to Beyonce there, Daryl? What'd you say?
Like I said, I turned and saw Jay-Z, and I kept it moving quickly.
Because that was the only thing stopping you.
Pretty much.
Daryl just shouted, "What that mouth do?"
Oh, no.
Really good stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Oh, no. Bye, Daryl. Jack got him off.
God, that's twice.
That's twice today.
You shut me down in my prime comparing me to Jelly Roll. You're the chosen one
now you're
here.
Cutting off Daryl?
We treat you so much better than Mac, and this is what we get? We had mended fences with Daryl from the snafu a damn week earlier this week about mixing up times and communication, and then you just put us back into the outhouse.
I thought he was done.
I guess you did.
I guess you did.
Good Lord.
I'm going to say it right now, if no one else will. That was ruder than the Jelly Roll comment.
No. Yep, you will never live down.
That was ruder than Jelly Roll.
In 40 years.
Wow, that was generous of
50
you.
50 years.
That was even more generous
when
of you.
When I am getting ready to be laid into the ground,
like 15,
some family member will walk up and slap you in the face with a limp wrist and say, "That's for the Jelly Roll comment." And I will consider myself avenged then and then only.
I'll be right there to fist bump you, buddy.
We got to pour one out for a former Cleveland Brown next on 92.3 The Fan. I think if you're going to the game to see Taylor Swift, are you not rooting for the Chiefs?
No, you can go to see Taylor Swift and also root for the Browns.
I will just say that Vanessa is a Browns fan until the Chiefs are involved. Same thing with my daughters. My daughters ask me...
We root for Travis Kelce's success? Is that what that is?
No, they're rooting
for
Taylor's
happiness.
No, they just are rooting for Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift's rooting for the Chiefs. This is where the Taylor Swift thing becomes a little cultish.
It's weird. I saw a quote from Taylor a couple days ago. She was talking about how much she dislikes Brock Purdy because Brock Purdy gave her all sorts of I don't know, whatever you want to call it, anxiousness in the Super Bowl game. She's like, oh, he scared me, and so I don't like Brock Purdy. And it's like,
Did the Tay-Tay Hive, or whatever the hell they call the damn thing, did they go after Brock Purdy?
I think they all now dislike Brock Purdy as well.
Well, that's actually smart, because he's an overrated quarterback. Well, that one tracks.
They're like, don't pay him $60 million a year. It's like, okay.
All of a sudden, I'm in on Team Tay-Tay with this. I've gotten to this point where, because I understood for a minute last year when people just reflexively, anytime Travis and Taylor came up, it was like they retched, you know?
Yeah.
I've gotten to this point where, like, she seems like a legitimately nice person.
Mm-hmm.
So do the Kelce boys.
Yeah.
Like, I it's so weird. I don't necessarily root for Taylor. I don't have a rooting interest. But like, yeah, like I like, it's so weird, because so
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
How many people you meet that are famous, you're like, oh, that person's really a turd. That person, like...
Well, I guess we don't really know.
Well, no, but, like, there are just so many
acts of... She's
shown
a lot of good signs,
yeah, but
I guess
so many
we'll never really know.
Of actual generosity, which I... Like,
I thought Blake Lively was very generous, and now it turns out that story's changed.
Wait, what? She's not? I gotta be out on Blake Lively?
So the hard part is that Taylor and Blake are, like, good friends, but then Blake Lively's had a lot of bad incidents in the past year or so.
Really?
She's really mean to a lot of people and not
man.
Great. Jax knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I'd like to be ignorant of this. I like Blake Lively and I like Ryan
Reynolds. They seem like they're all great people,
he's
but Canadian how do we don't really
Deadpool.
Know them.
She's a,
I know. We don't really
a
know
Miami
these.
10.
We don't really know these people, though.
Like, yeah. Well, okay, but I can't do this. I can't be the cynical thing. I actually put some stock into Taylor Swift seeming like a really great person, and I think there's enough signs of that that I can't give in to the cynicism, even if I do think that it's, as of right now, it's just a giant machine that kind of goes along, not Taylor, but the hype machine with her is a little overbearing.
Ask Jay-Z how this is going for you. Eventually, you live long enough to become the bad person.
Yeah, or you just shouldn't go to those parties.
And everyone associated with those parties.
Yeah. I mean, I would just think, like, hey, do you want to go to the party where this is happening? I'd be like, no, that sounds awful. Why doesn't somebody stop one of those?
Well, yeah, if you know that's happening going into it, obviously you don't want to be a part of those.
They got Trojan horsed.
But I think there's a lot of weird
Hollywood.
He just stumbled
into an orgy and then we're like, well, I guess I can't leave. I don't want to be rude.
But that's part of the weird Hollywood culture.
Where's the jelly?
In many respects, you're like, how weird can life get? Okay, let's find out. That's Hollywood in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's,
we're talking about these under Hollywood tunnels that they use that have Starbucks in them that only they know about to cut through traffic. A lot of weird things happening in Hollywood that we can't account for.
Are you sure you're just not going down, like, you're just not going down certain, like, 4chan rabbit holes right now?
I don't know that website, but I've gone down rabbit holes for sure. I don't know, like, that website.
They're secret tunnels only for stars.
That's the new rumor, that there's A-list stars have a secret tunnel under Hollywood. It was built for A-list stars, and the newest development
so
is people that have worked at the...
So do you get kicked out if your star falls a little bit?
I don't know how that works, but there's apparently a Starbucks down there that they'll give you, like, free Starbucks and everything.
How do you get the job at that Starbucks?
That's what's the problem, is the people that work at that Starbucks are starting to speak out about these tunnels. I don't know what's going on.
Wait. So, like, do you lose privilege? Like, hey,
listen, I'm not an expert on the underground tunnel. Okay,
but I just feel like you would have read up on
a historian on the underground tunnel.
You've come up with a generic.
This is like the Denver airport. I know just enough to be dangerous, but I don't know everything.
Yeah, but see, this is the problem. You have to go down the full rabbit hole. You can't dip a toe into special Starbucks laden traffic situations for A-listers and then not dip the rest of your body.
This is just living, is all this is, man. I don't know how you haven't heard about any of these stories.
I hang out with my kids and my dog a lot. Like,
the big question the internet wants to know is how many celebrities, A-list celebrities, have you ever seen in traffic in general, like in Hollywood? And not that we live in Hollywood, but like, how many times have you looked over and been like, there's Will Smith? Doesn't happen often.
Yeah,
Nick.
But how often have I seen Will Smith in general?
That's precisely the point. They have the tunnels. They go through them, and they're on one spot into another spot. 20 minutes, boom.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. Just does not sound like factual. This feels like something that somebody out there wants to make up to continue to drive home the idea of evil Hollywood elites, and it just feels
Wait. This isn't like...
I mean, it sounds very 4chan, 8chan for me.
It's not the worst thing in the world if there was like a spot so they got to avoid the whatever highway that has a bunch of traffic in LA because they're celebrities.
Yeah, but the idea that it's been the secret for so long, like the Rat Pack under the Cal Neva, the hotels that they had in Vegas to go either help mobsters hide bodies or have fun with women, that was well known about. You can actually go see those now. When did these things become a thing? When did these tunnels with Starbucks in them?
Again, you're asking way too many questions about these tunnels that I'm not an expert on. I'm not an expert on the tunnels. I've just seen a few TikToks.
This is exactly why you need to it just doesn't pass the smell test for me. If it's just, there's some tunnels and then you get an A-lister.
It doesn't seem improbable that they would have a secret way of getting around town.
Do you get them at Diddy parties? Is that where you get them?
I don't know about those.
Hey, here's some KY and here's your, what are the things called on turnpikes? Because I can never afford them either.
Hole?
No, when they're one of the pass, easy pass.
That was rude. That was again.
Is it an easy pass? Yeah,
you can't afford an easy pass. What do you mean? You sign up and then it deducts it from your credit card.
Yeah, I'm aware. I think it's a frivolous thing because I don't go on the turnpike often. So that was the wrong way of saying it.
Okay. You just think they're stupid, which makes sense. Around here, that is stupid.
Yeah, but and also maybe I couldn't afford them.
No, you definitely could.
Maybe that extra $30 a month is not what
What they do. That's not how that works.
Yeah, they debit the money off your account.
Yeah,
yes?
They debit the money of your account, but you don't pay money to have the thing each month.
So it's like a monthly subscription.
It's not a subscription.
Are you sure?
100%.
I think
they're very prevalent. They're very prevalent in Chicago. I had one growing up in every car.
Oh, look at you. Every car? Wow.
You had to, because you had to keep paying tolls everywhere you went.
Very happy for you and your family's lavish lifestyle. Were you the McAllisters?
Because you got to pay tolls all
the time? Did you live in the Home Alone house?
Because you paid tolls all the time?
Yeah.
That was so frustrating. Anywhere you wanted to go was an extra little bit for the tolls. Quarterback, you will have.
You can say that a monthly maintenance fee of 75 cents per transponder.
Okay.
No.
So
there was never a monthly maintenance fee.
Well, maybe
that
the game's changed.
That must be a new thing.
That's for Ohio.
Maybe you've been hanging out.
Classic Ohio, getting after the people, robbing the people of their money.
You and Diddy and Jay-Z and Jelly Roll have been hanging out in the A-lister tunnels.
No easy pass there, I'll tell you that much.
You're out on the easy pass game.
We got free Starbucks and it's coasting, baby.
This show has descended into... Also, I don't believe Daryl wouldn't say hi to Taylor Swift.
He would take a photo. You're not, you know he would take a photo.
I wouldn't take a photo.
No, he would take a photo. I wouldn't take a photo. You know he would take a photo.
I'm not going to get body slammed for saying, hey, Taylor, how are you?
How much money do we have on between the two of us that he takes something Taylor Swift related that happens before the game and turns it into content?
He loves them clicks. He would take
loves
a picture.
Her. Cares too much
her.
About it.
Not with her, but I'm saying of her or a video.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's Mr. Nonplus right there.
It would 100%
right
happen.
216-474-0092. You can call about literally anything. We crossed a pretty significant span of topics there. We got one more segment to go in case we missed it next on 92.3 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.